today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother and sister, salam and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. Today and in this episode, we're going to speak about the personality of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the new leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Today is Wednesday, 3rd of Zilhijjah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Ordibehisht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Fat, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
Indeed, those who pledge allegiance to you, O Muhammad, they are actually pledging allegiance to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. So he who breaks his word only breaks it to the detriment of himself. And he who fulfills that which he has promised Allah, he will give him a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The hand of Allah is over their hands. Refers to the fact that Allah Almighty regards His messenger's hand like that of His own. In other words, the noble prophet's hand at the time of pledging allegiance with him is actually his hand, Allah's hand, since his messenger's hand symbolizes that of Allah Almighty. The blessed verse reveals that swearing allegiance with the noble prophet is in fact giving pledge to Allah Almighty. That is, if Allah Almighty had hands, he would regard the noble prophet's hands like his own, and giving pledge to him is in fact giving pledge to Allah Almighty.
Before you speak, we are the voices you can't defeat. From ancient lands where empires grew, a time of strength you never knew. From Cyrus' dream to scholar's light, we build our world with mind, not might. You draw your lines, you play your game, but we remain, we stay the same. We don't need a hand to guide, we don't need a throne supplied. We decide, we
Today's special looks at the life and personality of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the new leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In the presence of the elders of the path, 17 passionate years, he did not rely on his father's great name, nor was he proud of his great intelligence. Rather, with humility that was famous, he sat in the circle of elders. The peak of his scientific story was 17 years of continuous study. He went to the house of Grand Ayatollah Sheikh Jawad Tabrizi, bowed his head in the circle of Ayatollah Wahid Khorasani, and was saturated with the meticulousness of Ayatollah Shubairi Zanjani. He even attended the lessons of Agha Mojtaba Tehrani. Sid Mojtaba was not just a listener. He wrote scientific essays in Arabic and engaged in meticulous criticism and analysis with his professors. This scientific freedom was such that the gaze of the seminary elders was fixed on this diligent student.
His character reminds me of a footage that recently came out about Ayatollah Khamenei's, I'm talking about Sayyid Mojtaba Khamenei's time at the time of, you know, Iran versus Ba'ath regime time. He served in the Holy Defense of,
yes, of course,
in the France, and no one knows his true name. He used the Hosseini last name, the surname, so no one knows that he was the son of the president at the time, because Ayatollah Khamenei was the president of Iran at the time. And now people are saying that, I mean, sarcastically to Donald Trump, that you can send your son, Baron Trump, to the front if you really, you know, consider yourself as a patriarch person.
This is
so Sayyid Mojtaba served in the Holy Defense as well.
Yes, he is injured twice. One time in the actually Holy Defense that we confronted Iraq for 8 years. Almost 30 years ago, he was very young at that age. He was the son of the president of Iran. And recently, in the vicious and aggressive and oppressive attack that Donald Trump had to the Beit and the house of our leader, he was injured one more time.
He was injured again.
Yes, of course. He was at that house. His father, his mother, his sister, his wife, his son-in-law, all got murdered at once.
Wow.
In one day. And he became heavily injured, and he was transferred to the hospital. And we believe that it was the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect it, that protected him for us.
Mm-hmm.
He was the son of the president of Iran for 8 years. He was the son of the supreme leader of Iran for almost 37 years, and nobody knew him.
Mm-hmm. Just, that's really strange.
That's
You're
really
living
strange.
In a, you know, AI time, ID times, and
yes.
Information got released. But
when I say no one from the public, because mm-hmm. he was fleeing from the fame, but the experts, the authority, the actual responsible of different efforts in the country knew him very well.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Sayyid Mojtaba was always a cluster of knowledge of the people of meaning. He was the confidant of Ayatollah Bahauddin, a student of Ayatollah Behjet, and familiar with mystics such as Ayatollah Kashmiri. These connections made him a personality who, while present in the context of the community, had a calm spirit and eyes turned to the sky. He built a bridge between the great authorities and elders of the path to channel their spiritual concerns in the running of the country's affairs. Many unspoken spiritual affirmations of these great men about him are preserved with the people of Mining.
Wolves lie in wait, storms are ahead. The haze and shadows crawl and spread.
up at the sky, that's all I need. Rabbi is with me, he will lead.
In this part, dear brother and sister, we listen to a beautiful message of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei. This message delivered on National Persian Gulf Day, April 30th, 2026. Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei then turns towards the future with a vision that feels universal. He said, "By the power and might of Allah, the brilliant future of the Persian Gulf region will be a future without the U.S., where the progress, welfare, and prosperity of its nations are served. We share a common destiny with our neighbors surrounding the waters of the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman." Those three words, common destiny, linger with us. They transcend religion, ethnicity, and politics. They spoke to the simple truth that peoples living beside the same sea owe one another respect, cooperation, and mutual protection. Foreigners from thousands of kilometers away have no rightful place imposing their will. The message declared they belong at the bottom of its waters, a poetic way of saying that external domination must end so that local harmony can flourish.
He was the person that Ayatollah Khamenei, our previous supreme leader, relied on him a lot, trusted him a lot. So he was his representative in very serious, high-level sessions and meetings with different people, different military figures, economic figures in different affairs. So I heard that some people said to Ayatollah Khamenei, the father, that your son, Agha Mujtaba, has delivered this idea in that session. Is it your idea? He said that when I sent him to different sessions, different meetings with different figures, actually in military efforts, in economic efforts, in cultural efforts, different things, I do not send him as just some person who transferred my message. I sent him to those sessions as a complete expert. He has his own ideas, but he's the closest person in mindset to me. Mm-hmm. So I trust him. But when I sent him to different sessions and meetings, he has his own idea. He just does not transfer my ideas. You see, so he was trusted by his father and different great figures and authorities in Iran. So we believe that during this period of taking part in different meetings, different occasions, as a go-between Ayatollah Khamenei, our supreme leader, and the authority, he has become very sophisticated, well experienced in different efforts that is actually required element for a jurist that is a strategist as well.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another meeting, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanallah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي